It is time for the Biggie Show.
Hello, everyone. This is the Biggie Show with your host, Biggie Bencomo. And today I have a special host with me. His name is DJ Piob. DJ Piob, how are you doing?
I'm good, my man. How are you doing, dog?
I'm doing great, actually. I'm glad to have my first show. Well, you know, it's been different after being a special guest on your show for, what is it now, like 3 years?
3 years, that's right, my man. 3 years.
How you been? How was your summer?
Everything's been good, man. I really like what you're playing in the background, little Trey song. You know, sex ain't better than love, man. Hey, you gotta relax. I know your first show. You kind of tense, big man.
I am, actually.
Big man, you tense, huh?
I am tense.
Why is that? Is it because the New York Giants are playing, the Cowboys are playing today on the same time as your show? But I'm telling you, radio.dominican.edu, the Biggie Show, is on right now. And Biggie, I believe you have some special guests, not just after me, or...
Well, besides you, I plan to have DJ AA whenever he arrives, as well as Kokomo Joe.
Kokomo Joe, huh?
Or Joe Breezy, whichever name he goes by now.
Okay, man. Hey, whatever you want. This is your show. I want you to take control of this, man.
As well as Stuart Schlornstein.
Stuart Schlornstein.
Yeah, Stuart Schlornstein. Okay. He's supposed to be here. Well, let's talk about Dominican's First Week.
Dominican's First Week. So this is your first segment. What's this called?
First week at Dominican, what's new around campus? These first, let's do 2 weeks.
First 2 weeks at Dominican.
Anything new with you? How are the ladies?
With me? Okay, well, first of all, you already know, like, I'm a senior.
Are you now?
Yes, I'm a senior. Everything's good. As you can see, Trey Songz playing in the background, Sex Ain't Better Than Love, which is true. DJ P-Up ain't desperate. I'm just saying, like, sometimes it's hard to find the perfect female at Dominican. It's so small. You don't know what you get. I mean, it's just tough. Here at Dominican, at a small school, there's some freshmen, yeah, but, I mean, they're way too young for me. I'm looking for a mature woman that could hang with DJ P-Yob's attitude. And actually, just someone that could just hang with me, make me laugh. I'm tired of the one talking all the time. I just want someone to make me laugh. And, you know, just, like, actually, like, treat me sometimes. Because I always do the treating out when I'm on a date with a girl, man. You know what I mean?
Actually, I don't, because I've never been on a date. But now you want the legal girls, huh? For you, it's always been, what, the barely 18, especially last year.
Oh, yeah, you're saying I'm going out with girls that are barely 18.
Hey, you had no problem with that last year, though.
What you talking about, Biggie, man? You trying to make fun of me now?
Hey, I don't know. I mean... What was she, like 17?
Hey, come on, man. This is on national televised radio. You just trying to say, like, I'm going out with 17-year-old females or
hey,
something?
Hey, you did last year. I don't know.
I did
but
not.
Hey,
she
hey,
was 18.
If you have a type, hey, I'm not going to say anything.
Radio.dominican.edu here on The Biggie Show. I just want everyone to know, DJ P-Yob went out with the girl when she was 18. She turned 18 in November. That's it. And I didn't do anything.
Oh, really, huh? How do you explain, you know, those times you went to, what is it, like Cheesecake Factory and BJ's and all those? I mean, are you trying to say you didn't get a little something afterwards?
I'm certain I didn't get any something afterwards. I can guarantee it. You could ask her. You could ask her friend. They were there at the same time.
Oh, so you got two girls now.
Okay, two girls.
All right.
Two girls. One was 20. One was 21. They're saying, what Biggie's trying to say is that the 20-year-old is the young one. I'm 23. The other one was
really,
21.
Huh?
Yes.
What else was involved besides two girls? Was there, you know, like one cup or what?
Two girls, one cup. Bad video, but
Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not... Biggie, I mean, so relationships at Dominican. Yeah, so that's what you're asking me. Let's just stick with relationship at Dominican. All right?
Okay. That works for me.
First of all, the relationships at Dominican are just tough because I don't know what to expect. It's a small school. All the females are all the same. There's no like hot ones like hot. You know what I mean? There's none of that. There's only one girl that's hot, but no one will know that. No one will know who the girl is hot. I'm going to tell her at the end of the year. I told Biggie Bencomo that the girl that I think is hot, I'm going to let her know before I graduate. I'm going to. That's the best thing to do.
Oh, really now?
Yes.
Do you want me to hold you to that then?
Yeah, you're going to hold it to me. I'll do it. I swear, I'll do it at the last dance. I'll do it at the hotel dance, whatever, boat dance, whatever. Or I'll even do it like right before I graduate. I'm just going to let her know. Like, I'm going to be quite honest. I'm just going to be like, listen, like, I know this is so late in the year. I'm going to graduate, but I just want to let you know that you're probably the most beautiful girl I've seen in my life. I'm just going to tell her that straight up.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, it kind of sounds like the Drake song. Okay, look, I'm honest.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like this. Okay, look, I'm honest. Girl, I ain't lie. You pretty.
Oh, okay.
Here at DUC, I think that you are pretty. Just like that song P.Y. wrote on his ukulele. You know it's called that song. Purity. No, not the remix, yo. You know it's not like Ellie Mendez in that remix,
hey, whoa,
yo.
Whoa.
Oh, okay, buddy.
Calling out names here.
Hey.
Shots fired, come on.
All right.
Okay. Are we ever going to hear the pretty song on air?
Hey, this is your show. I want you to do whatever you want me to do. This is your show. You're taking all control of this, my
whatever
man.
Whatever I
want
to do, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get some of those girls into the studio then.
Hey, man, it's your show. You do whatever you want.
Maybe some studio love, huh?
Maybe.
All right. Let's talk about... We'll be right back with our commercial. And you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the home of the Penguins. Without the crown, saving people from their frown. Small nigga, big town, heavyweight champion. I knock them out. Eyes lie down, stand up, sit down. I give you what you want, just imagine. To be my universe, you don't gotta win a pageant. So let's get married now, but not to get it done, but to say that we did it if we ever die young. Champagne bottles, celebrations, alright. Shit could end tomorrow, so we gotta stay up all night. Never understood if I could, what's stopping me? I'm like a plagiarized paper, they just wanna copy me. Some manipulated, I'm highly anticipated. I write this for myself, but you listen, you related to your own life. To the shit that you do, to what's been going on, and the shit you've been through, to the niggas that you love, to the ones you don't know yet, to the ones that said they loved you, and the ones you haven't met, to the hearts that you've broken, and the fights that you created. We used to be in love, but now you wonder why it's faded.
You guys to break up, but I wanna show you he don't treat you like he should. And I'm sorry, but I'm just being truthful. I'm not trying to hurt you. Take a chance with me tonight.
I met this real cute girl about a week ago. She smiled at me, and I could tell she was different though. And from the smile that she had, I could tell she had a man. But she flirts with me, and I'm like, damn, what's a plan? Shorty with a man, she send me mixed signals so I don't ever understand. You guys fight, she then calls me when she's mad. Instead of fight, she just wanna go and romance. I light some candles, play music, then we slow dance. She looks up, I look down, now we're holding hands, damn. Is this really that bad? Cause it feels so right. What we doing here tonight? I'm feeling lost, and I can't focus on my sights. I'm focused on emotion, she begins to pull tight, and I'm nervous, cause I plan this shit on purpose. But on the surface, I act confidently perfect.
I don't want you guys to break up, but I wanna show you he don't treat you like he should. And I'm sorry, but I'm just being truthful. I'm not trying to hurt you. Take a chance with me tonight.
People see the pleasure, they can never see the pain. We go two and two together like two bodies share a brain. And I know you got a boy, so can you tell me who's to blame? Why should I be feeling bad if I know she feels the same? Don't ever try and judge me, you can never play my part. I'm chasing on this dream, but I'm running in the dark. You should treat your girl better, cause my time's about to start. I was aiming for her body, but I got into her heart. She calls me on the phone, I can tell that she's alone. The tension's rising up and her body's all I want. So I drive to go get her, she's now dressing up for me. And when we talk about her boy, she starts to talk so badly. And we laugh, kinda awkwardly, cause she tells me that she'll dump you, you just gotta wait and see. And I'm sorry that she played you, but that shit ain't up to me. I'm just trying to play the game, trying to find her missing key.
I don't want you guys to break up, but I wanna show you he don't treat you like he should. And I'm sorry, but I'm just being truthful. I'm not.
I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive.
Everyone's got their own story. Yeah. This is our path.
Quick changing world, never pushing through my lines. Oh lie, it's a memory, buying in my time. Girl, hear you, don't be shy, I ain't alone in this world. Yeah, keep me hidden underneath the stars in my own world. Growing up, be a symbol, learn from the life. Far from the truth, once lied, right? You in the sky, new jet, so price. Looking up past me, damn, got it right. Now the day comes, I met you, fell like a dream. High racing, pacing back and forth, dear, oh please, my. That's a gift from me to you. It felt so real, so quick, so new to understand. You were helping me love a different better you. Told me, homie, touch my hands, rode through life, singled out like the rest. Age old partners, once better at our best. Melody stuck, beating, feel it in your chest. Now leave on the track. Tell me when you're coming back, I did what you did to me. Follow in your footsteps, watch one day as I follow. Yeah, can I leave?
I wish that I could have this moment for life.
All right, you're listening to Radio Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Now we just heard from P-Ob's first week at Dominican. Now we're going to hear about mine.
All right, so Biggie, your first 2 weeks, correct? First 2 weeks at Dominican.
Yeah, first 2 weeks.
All right, talk right here on the mic, buddy, right in the middle.
All right. Well, you know, some of the girls, you know, that I previously liked, not going to lie, they left, so...
Did they?
Yeah, I don't really have that much eye candy, but...
Hey, wow. But the great Biggie Ben Como does not have eye candy. Okay, I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to listen to what Biggie Ben Como's first 2 weeks had. Listen to what I have to say, big man, first.
All right, fine.
Look, I'm going to be quiet. You explain the first 2 weeks that you experienced here at Dominican. Let's see what you got, gray shirt.
All right, fine. I'm not going to lie, though. After they left, I thought I would never see anyone as cute, but... I'm not going to lie, the library actually has some cute girls that are constantly studying in there. And then not to mention, you see some of those same girls at the gym.
Really?
Yeah, you know, running on the treadmill.
I get it. You're trying to make a Wiz Khalifa reference, okay? They want to work hard and then play hard. I know what you mean. I know what you're doing, Biggie Ben. Work hard, play hard. They work hard at school and in the gym. Then they play hard after, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I actually do know what you mean.
Okay, okay.
I want them to play hard.
Play hard with who?
Me.
Oh.
But, you know, some of them got tans. So it kind of works for them, you know?
No, I got it.
And let's see. Oh, well, you know, we got some new sweet mates. We're no longer living with T-Baby and Double A.
That's right. We're not.
But you gotta admit, our new living was pretty sick, though.
All right, now explain it, man. This is all you.
Okay, well, for all those you guys out there who haven't seen our room, let me just tell you. We got a nice comfy chair right there in the middle by the window, followed by a 42-inch Sony Vaio flat-screen TV. And then we have a PS3, an Xbox 360, and a Wii, all set up with wireless internet so we can watch Netflix and play online. Now, which one of those did you bring? All three, right?
Well, I brought the Wii.
And the Xbox, right?
No, I brought the PS2 in our room.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that PS2.
DJ Walk has brought the 360 and the on the PS3.
Mm.
And he brought the 42-inch. I brought a fridge, and it's got hella stickers on it.
What else does it have inside?
Nothing inside. It just has stickers.
Oh, no Liquid Courage yet?
No Liquid Courage yet. The first dance of the year hasn't happened. So, you know, first dance of the year, everyone in the room is 21. So.
That's true. Actually, some are over 21. But not you, though, right? What are you, like 18, 19 years old?
I'm 21, Z. I'm 21, Big Ben.
Oh, you're 21.
21, Biggie Ben.
Oh, really? I thought it was like freshman year where you were still 17.
Hey, I remember that freshman. I was still 17. I remember that.
And getting some older women. Look at you.
Yeah.
Just a pimp, Mac Daddy over here.
And I'm learning from the best, though. You're the Mac Daddy, man.
I don't know about that.
Maybe, you're the one that always gets all the females.
I don't know. Maybe me and DJ Waka? I mean, you know, he pulls those numbers like nothing.
Okay, first of all, Biggie Ben just being modest. Everyone knows the real what real Biggie Ben does. Biggie Ben Como, ladies and gentlemen, is the Mac Daddy of them all. He could get girls left and right. He gets the numbers all the time. He actually gets laid once a week. No, let's just say that once every 3 hours. I don't know how he does it. I don't even know how I'm living with this man. His nephew was already a pain, but this Biggie Ben Como, this guy's a tough challenge.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to keep up with those ladies, but good thing they invented some certain pills that help me keep going.
Jeez, Biggie.
Hey, some of them know how to work, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. I mean, hey, work hard, play hard. That's what they always say, man.
But I'm sure you know some girls who like to work it. Huh? I mean, hey, you have what, like 3 ladies right now that you can have?
No, I'm actually just I'm talking to one lady right now.
One.
But you know, I'm still looking. I'm not desperate or anything. I'm not even actually looking. I'm just like, what's down with the flow? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, if they're attracted to me, I'll try to talk to them. Like, see how it is. Maybe take them out to a dinner or something, just to get to know them.
I just like but, Valentine's Day of sophomore year, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How about you just shoot yourself in the foot, buddy? That's a shots fired there. Shots fired.
You walked into it when you said take them out to dinner, okay?
All right.
Didn't you take someone out to dinner? Oh, and didn't you take someone out to lunch last year, too?
Take someone out to lunch?
Towards the end of the year, right?
Oh, okay. I see what you're trying to do here. You're trying
to... Hey, so you go on dates like every year, it seems like.
Well, I mean, you know, you gotta see how you doing in the game, man. If it's gone, it's gone. If it's still there, it's still there. I mean, last year, I feel like, you know, the game plan's still there. The Xbox still works, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, Uncle Phil? Xbox still working. But, you know, I don't know about Shaw. But, you know... Biggie Ben got the gang, you know what I mean? Biggie Ben.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of learned from watching everybody else pick up girls.
Okay, who did you learn from the most? Biggie Smalls? Who did you learn from, Big?
I got to go with Biggie Smalls and...
There has to be a dark horse in there. Who's the surprise pick you learned from the most?
You, my special guest.
No, come on. Like, for real, who's a celebrity you learned from the most?
Oh, celebrity? I gotta go with, let's see, John Mayer.
Really?
Yeah,
John, okay.
I'm not gonna lie, he picked up Katy Perry.
Yeah.
So, hey, I mean, if he can do that, why can't I get a girl like that?
That's true.
Double A knows what I'm talking about.
That's right.
But, let's see. Yeah, I gotta give it to John Mayer because, you know, he pulls girls. He had Jennifer Aniston, though. But we're gonna take a short commercial break. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Alright, and you are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. In the studio with me, I have DJ P-Yob.
Hey, what's up, D-Yo?
And guess who just walked in? We had Joe Breezy, a.k.a. Kokomo Joe.
What's good?
And DJ Double A, how's it going?
How's it going? I'm glad to be back in the studio.
Oh, back, huh? I thought you never left.
That too.
What about you, Kokomo Joe?
Feels good.
To you.
I want to have my own show, so it's good being right in here with you guys.
Weren't relaxing. You on like freshman year and then like you disappeared after you called me out? You never heard from you again? Oh. What happened to that?
The rap battle.
I remember.
Yeah, yes. What happened?
I just got scared. I wasn't ready to take it.
Oh, really?
And
where?
And he had beef with a DJ Mars, man. DJ Mars had that beef.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that guy? Anyone know?
I think he just like vanished out of existence.
Yeah, he
just poofed.
Oh, really?
You know that song in Mercy, Getting High, California Caton? That's what he's been doing all this time, and he just poof like smoke, vanished.
That wouldn't surprise me, though.
But Tina.
But Tina?
Tina Butt? Who's that?
He's still around.
I'm sure she's getting around, though. Wouldn't surprise me. Hey, I mean, according to everyone, everyone wants that.
No discretion here.
But apparently Charlitos is getting that, right?
Come on. Charlitos.
Charlitos.
Yeah.
Come on. What about you, Chopizu? What's going on with you?
I had that mixtape, This Too Shall Pass, downloaded that one, and released it. Now I'm working on 20 and Some Change.
20 and Some Change.
Yep.
That's the new mixtape, 20 and Some Change.
Right.
I like that. I like that.
What about you, Andrew? When's that mixtape?
Oh, double A.
It takes time to make music, man. You know, you got to get that creative process going and just, you got to work it piece by piece like a little Lego. Just got to break it up.
Oh, well, you can do what Wiz Khalifa does. Roll up, smoke up, you know. Sick. Smoke in the studio. Yeah. I mean, hey, that's what everyone does to get inspiration.
I don't know if that's condoned here at Dominican. Because we don't
either
do
that. Or
it's not smoke-free campus.
Yep.
Just go to a strip club, you know. You'll find your inspiration there.
Yeah, that's where usually there every weekend.
And that's where Biggie always finds his inspiration. Why do you think he's always so sexual all the time?
He gets his moves from there.
The Tuesday afternoon strip club.
It's
tits
actually,
and tots.
The Monday special. Hey, some of the strip clubs have good food, though. They have good buffets.
I wouldn't eat in a strip club, man.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, yeah, but it's
you
not
would,
just...
You've eaten at a strip club?
Well, it's not food that I've eaten. I've eaten other things at strip clubs.
That's wrong.
Oh, my gosh, dude. That's like eating raw fish from...
That's
from
clockwork.
But it was good, though. I'm not going to lie. It was really good. Some hot sauce on top of that.
Like I couldn't find myself ordering like a plate of steak and mashed potatoes and like in a strip club. Just that musty air just going on my food.
That's
I couldn't.
Disgusting.
Particles flying around.
You're
like,
a
yeah.
disgusting man, Double A.
I said
particles
I
falling.
I said I couldn't do
okay,
that.
Okay, okay, I got
this guy.
But I'm just. You made it seem like you had ordered a steak and mashed potatoes.
I wouldn't be able to do
just
that.
Just like a crab, right? Like kimosabi. Yum 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 yum.
Yep.
Hey, it was good though. Good food. Good talent. I mean, I wish I had some talent like that here at DU, though.
What do you mean? Like dancing talent?
Dancing, you know.
You should bring that up to the cheer team.
We should.
Yeah, that'd be
Shout
fun.
Shout out to the cheer team.
What cheer team?
Hey, DJ Spice, what's up, baby?
Oh, you mean the Spirit Squad, right?
Cheer Squad.
Cheers. Cheer Squad, Spirit Squad, whatever.
What's up, Bombard, if you're listening? Because I know you're part of the Cheer Squad.
Oh, you mean DJ Bubbles, right?
DJ, that's messed up.
That's
no, that's really her name.
Oh.
That's messed up. Oh, man, getting beef in the studio right now.
I actually like the studio. You guys actually changed a lot. It looks decent. Looks
they
nice.
Took down my favorite picture, though.
Who was in the picture? Let's see. And if she's listening, maybe she could come back to you. Who's in the picture?
I think your name was, Eliana Mendez or Ellie? I think.
How
I don't
is she
even
in
know.
Here? She's not a comp student. She was nursing.
Oh, no, they, let's just say they had, like, a graduation issue right there, and she was there, and,
I think she put that purposely there just for you, because she knew you were always in the studio, and she's like, I'm just going to put it there for
yeah,
and
so I can get some studio love, right? Hit that right there in the studio.
Did you see how he was moving?
He's waving
smack
his hands
that
back.
All on the floor. Smack that.
Hey, so you have a new theme song. Is it possible for me to hear it?
Yeah,
I missed the first
hear,
half.
Let's hear that. Let's hear all right, that.
All right.
I want to check it out.
Let me bring it up. Hold on.
So, how long have you been doing radio?
I don't know. As long as...
20 minutes?
No. No.
Come on.
As long as you've been getting laid.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, wait. That has been
long years.
Then.
Well,
but
technically,
I've been,
I'm not even gonna, I don't want to be too explicit.
Here's a quick excerpt of my new theme song.
Making getting laid jokes.
Ah, yeah.
Wait, what was that? Wait, can you turn up a little bit? Can you replay that? I didn't really catch it.
Sure, hold on.
It is time for The Biggie Show.
Nice. Okay. I like the little kid effect you added there.
Hey, hey, sounds good. Hey. I had to go to a playground to get that effect.
Yeah.
You went to a playground? You're sick. You're sick.
I thought you were banned from like 100 feet from a playground. You can't go there.
No. That wasn't me. That was someone else.
I thought you were banned from a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, it was Squilliam, actually.
It was.
Yeah, apparently he walked some kid home and his parents got mad, I heard.
Wow. Squilliam Fancy Son, okay.
Yeah, yeah, you know Harry Potter?
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Come on, baby.
He's all the way in Britain. How can we talk about him?
He could be listening right now.
The fake character Harry Potter, you know, from the books.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Who are we talking about?
Who are you guys thinking of?
I don't know.
But hey, fine, let's move on to my next segment then. My babe of the week, which was actually hard to pick this one.
Great song.
Got that Kate Upton and Olivia Munn, but I gotta go Kate Upton.
After that video, the Cat
Daddy video.
I'm sorry, but I have to say, Kate Upton, she's overrated.
Come on. Yeah.
Everyone on the internet is... Do you remember when memes first came out?
Yes.
And it just exploded. Now Kate Upton does a Cat Daddy dance, and now everyone wants to see a part of her, like, move. Everything... She could just stand still, and everything's just jiggling.
It's because everything was bouncing, that's why.
Yeah, I think...
Slow-mo.
Joe Breezy, I mean...
Overrated.
This chick, Kate Upton.
She's cool. Kate, I only know her because of that Cat Daddy.
Same with me.
I know she's a model.
Not me. Just throwing it out there.
Zach introduced it to everyone.
She was actually on the Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, I saw that in a red bikini.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
she's overrated though. Overrated.
Really, you think?
She's
honestly
overrated.
Like her face is not that great.
She's got a nice body.
She does.
Nice body.
Yeah.
She maintains
some
that very well.
Some great assets, if you know what I mean.
Breezy.
There are some great assets, not necessarily. Now the behind, but the front end, those are pretty nice. The Cat Daddy video is actually better than the Dougie. Oh. I didn't think the Dougie was that great.
That breeze just feels great.
Is it the Dougie at the game? What game was that?
I don't even know. Do you know what game that was, DGP Hub?
It was on a basketball game. I think it was like
It looked like outside.
When she did the Dougie?
Yeah.
No, it was like in a basketball gym. I think it was like an Oklahoma City Thunder playing or something.
Well, Biggie showed me a different one. She's doing a Dougie in the
baseball stadium. Oh, she was doing one outside
or something.
Yeah, I think it was on like some swimsuit photo shoot.
Okay, you probably saw something different then from what I've seen.
But hey, I mean, she could cat daddy on me. I don't care.
Wow.
Oh, no.
She got some moves.
I wouldn't mind playing pin the tail on the donkey with her.
Yeah.
What's a donkey?
I wouldn't mind playing doctor with her.
Who's the doctor?
I'll be the doctor. Jeez. I don't care.
I'll be the nurse.
Okay.
You see that?
What about you, Double A?
I'll be the person watching.
That's not weird at all.
It's all right. Some people have their... Never mind. Never mind.
You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. In the studio with me, I have Kokomo Joe, a.k.a. Joe Breezy, DJ Double A, and DJ PR. What are you, like, high right now?
So what's your show about?
What's all this about, Biggie Ben? You brought us all here. This is like an all-star cast, but why'd you bring us here? Why'd you create a show?
It's like the Avengers,
It's not really
man.
An all-star cast. We're forgetting one important DJ.
Who's that?
T-Baby.
Where's
T-Baby? Be here.
Where's T at?
Short hiatus T-Baby. In like Africa or somewhere?
No, probably teaching, I don't know. But anyway, my show's just basically about sex.
Sex?
Hip-hop,
sex. We haven't talked about sex.
Oh, you want to talk about sex?
No, we've talked about sex.
I
want to
hear
some.
I want to hear it.
You can't have enough sex, you know? Talk.
All right, we're going to take a short commercial break. And we'll talk about sex, I guess. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu.
Sex ain't better than love. rich and learn that sex ain't better than love. Sex ain't, sex ain't, sex ain't better than love.
I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. Alive. Alive.
Everyone's got their own story. Yeah. This is our path.
Quick changing world, never pushing through my lines. Oh lie, is a memory, buying up my time. Girl, hear you, don't be shy, I ain't alone in this world. Yeah, keep me hidden underneath the stars in my own world. Growing up, be a symbol, learn from the life. Far from the truth, once lied, right? She in the sky, new jet, so price. Looking up past me, damn, got it right. Now the day comes, I met you, fell like a dream. High racing, pacing back and forth, dear, oh please, my. That's a gift from me to you. That felt so real, so quick, so new to understand. You were helping me love a different better you. Told me, homie, touch my hands, rode through life, singled out like the rest. Age old partners, once better at our best. Melody stuck, being, feel it in your chest. Now leave on the track. Tell me when you're coming back, I did what you did to me. Follow in your footsteps, watch one day as I follow. Yeah, can I leave?
I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. Alive. Alive.
5-star veteran, forecast weatherman. I dare you to try and name a rap. I ain't better than she a bad bitch, but she got even better friends. And if they down to fuck, then go ahead and let them in. You throw it up, I smack it down. I'm the king without the crown, saving people from their frown. Small nigga, big town, heavyweight champion. I knock them out in one round. Close your eyes, lie down, stand up, sit down. I give you what you want, just imagine. To be my universe, you don't gotta win a pageant. So let's get married now, but not to get it done, but to say that we did it if we ever die young. Champagne bottles, celebrations, alright. Shit could end tomorrow, so we gotta stay up all night. Never understood if I could, what's stopping me? I'm like a plagiarized paper, they just wanna copy me. Some manipulated, I'm highly anticipated. I write this for myself, but you listen, you related to your own life. To the shit that you do, to what's been going on, and the shit you've been through. To the niggas that you love, to the ones you don't know yet. To the ones that said they loved you, and the ones you haven't met. To the hearts that you've broken, and the fights that you created. We used to be in love, but now you wonder why it's faded.
Dr. Making that ED. Oops. I guess I forgot to turn my mic on.
No, you didn't.
But,
you just weren't speaking.
We're in the studio. We have, Joe Breezy, AA, and DJ PR.
Yep, yep.
And now, well, we're going to get to, Joe Breezy's topic about sex, but, right now we're going to talk about the Latin food of the day.
The Latin food of the day?
The Ooh. Food, you know?
The foods.
Yeah, you got to enjoy your Mexican food.
Theme song for the food? Nope, never mind. Nope. What's your food of the day today? Is it specific Mexican, El Salvadorian,
pupusas,
Nicaraguan,
Puente?
No, I gotta go. Mexican and chilaquiles.
Chilaquiles.
It's not chilaquiles. It's chilaquiles. Yes. But,
so with a it's chilaquiles.
Sure. Tomato, tomato. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Okay. So chilaquesadiles.
Sure, if you want to pronounce like that, it doesn't matter
making
to me.
Making a food over there.
But it's really good. It's basically like fried corn tortilla chips with scrambled eggs.
Oh,
with
so it's a breakfast item.
Or lunch or dinner, all perfect for hangovers.
That too.
But it's basically with chili.
With a nice Bloody Mary on the side.
I wouldn't know about that because I don't drink, but I'm sure you do.
You said for hangovers.
Yeah, just the food itself is good for hangovers. I don't know about anything else. But there's also, let's see. Oh, yeah, there was Puentes.
That's the best place in town.
Puentes, Joe.
For burritos.
And I have hands down best burrito in town.
Yes.
Rhymes. Hands down best burrito in town.
What best about the nachos? Town.
And Dominican students get a discount, so.
That's true.
Any
that's
student,
true.
Actually.
Like if they know cents. You. If they know
no,
you.
You could just say you're a student and get a discount.
That's
so
true.
So what does he say? Salsa.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce. He says all the time.
Extra hot sauce, please.
You want hot sauce, man?
What about, what's a good place for nachos in San Rafael?
I go Bahia. Or I'd San Jose.
I gotta go San Jose. Really, Puentes?
I think Bahia has some good
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, they do.
But Chipotle. I mean, San Jose
has some good ones, dude.
Chipotle? How are those nachos?
I don't really like Chipotle or like I think places like Chevy's. Yeah, I don't like those places.
Yeah, Chevy's. It just I heard tastes you just too. Went there, Zach.
Oh, Biggie? thanks for the invite, Biggie.
Hey, hey.
We don't like Chevy's or anything.
Hey, I didn't know you guys were
here. Hey, Biggie, I got a question for you. You have four what? Friends, right? And you're going to Chevy's. Would you invite all four of them?
Yeah.
Let me answer that for you. No.
Really?
Kidding. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Insult me on my own show.
I wasn't
just messing with you.
That's
just
fine.
Giving you a good time.
Oh, that's
was it
just,
a half off margaritas?
That's just weird. Giving me a good time.
Yeah. It's that like those when you go to the massage parlors and
yeah, Biggie, you always go to massage parlors and give girls a good time.
Happy
and
endings.
After that, they give you a good time.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I do like those Asian girls, you know?
Jeez.
Asian mommies.
No, like Childish Gambino said, hollering at these Japanese girls. Asian mommies.
So you like the Japanese girls, Big?
Yes, yes, I do. I do like the Japanese
I heard
girls.
You had a crush. This is just from tabloids and TMZ. It said, Biggie Ben Como. Biggie Ben was pursuing a basketball player. I don't know who, just some Japanese girl named Shimmy? Timmy?
Yeah.
Yamatimi?
Yamatimi, Shimmy.
Shimmy Kakamura.
There you go.
Shimmy Kakamura.
And she's from Sarkertown? I don't know her city.
Yeah.
Roseville.
There you go, Roseville.
Yeah.
Is this true? You need to confirm this right now.
Yes. I was one time.
Okay. Nice. I've since moved on. Someone can move good.
I have someone who likes to play with balls. I can tell you that much.
You like playing with balls?
Hey, but no.
I missed that first time. She likes playing
with balls, okay. But hey.
That's a little
she shit. She can always play with mine. I don't care.
What, your soccer balls?
Your Spalding balls?
No.
Your pelotas?
My volleyballs.
The ones on the
your
chest?
Volleyball.
Which one? The chest? The chest one? The
volleyballs.
The balloons? The melons?
No.
Which ones?
No.
Cantaloupe. The cantinas.
Okay.
No, the ones down under.
The golf
down
balls.
Oh, yes. The Rocky Balboas. The
that's
Rocky
from
Balboas.
Vegas. The Thunder Down Under. You've been to that show. I've seen you go to that show.
He's a chip in there.
No, I've never been there. I was just passing by going to the Blue Man Group, and I saw you going there.
I am a Chippendale, okay? I do Chippendales on the side.
You're a Chippendale?
So and yes, you and yes, you just I said am. You and you just said you do Chippendales on the side? What is that? You're doing like male strippers? What?
No, I'm involved in Chippendales on the side.
They're
okay?
escorts. Wow.
Top dollar escorts. Not that I would know because I don't get paid for that, but
what, you don't get paid? You're an escort?
I am not on the liberty to say yes or no.
Oh, so have you ever gone out with anyone here at DU?
Can I ask you a question?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry, were you in the middle? Sorry.
I don't know. Can you?
May I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
Since we're in grammar school right now.
Yes.
Have you been to, since you're 20, you're officially over 21.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. Have you been to any of the bars around here?
Yeah, just two. Two so far.
I haven't been to any bars. I turned 21 last summer, and I just want to see how the bars are. I've heard about the Flatiron, the Rose.
Mayflower.
The Nickel.
Nickel Rose, there you go.
Well, the Rose.
The Rose. I'm going to call it the Rose. The 5-cent Rose.
Weston Cafe is a good bar that give Dominican students discounts.
Every day? Or just...
No, they do it on like bar crawl. I know the Flatiron gives DU students discounts.
That was they're owned by a DU student or previously.
Yeah,
alumni.
There you go.
But what do you call it? The Mayflower is good for bar crawl. They give you good drinks at bar crawl.
Nice.
I know that much, but it's pretty crowded, so you might want to get there early. And no pre-gaming on the side for those of you that do.
Why wouldn't you pre-game? Bars are expensive.
Wait, for bar crawl, you can't pre-game before bar crawl?
Yeah, you should.
Bar crawl is
you
not that
money.
Expensive, though. It's only like $3-4 for a drink.
Wait, can't you play beer pong? Yeah. Can't you play beer pong before bar crawl?
That sounds like an awesome idea.
You could. I mean, when or, I went, I didn't.
Like, didn't Dominican have that little thing at Calorega where you could play beer pong before you go to bar crawl?
They had something like
they
that.
They had something like there. That.
They had, like, know. Beer and pizza. I know that.
I know I pregame beforehand, then.
That sounds
I
awesome.
Beer.
All I remember is I bought Pinkies. Some random girl a drink.
You did? What was her name?
I don't know.
Did you get her number?
Yes, I did, actually.
Gloria,
I did
you number. Went to the bathroom?
What?
You went to the bathroom with her?
Yeah, sure. I went to the bathroom. Yes, yes. I explored some new countries, too, okay?
I don't get it.
Like New Zealand?
Yes, yes. Not like New Zealand.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
not going to lie. I was pretty good down there.
That's disgusting. Down where?
In
down.
New Zealand. In New Zealand.
Down
I mean.
Under.
So you had some more thunder from down under.
I don't know. That's
how did it taste?
What? That's, I don't know. Isn't that for
Let's
males?
Let's just say I didn't get pink eye, okay?
Oh, what are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. I knew this guy once who got pink eye and said he got dirt in his eye.
No, it's true.
How did
you
get
true.
Pink eye?
I don't know. Let's ask him.
Yeah, let's ask him. Who are you? Who do you want to ask?
DJ Piaba. I heard you got pink eye. What? Cinco de Mayo, right?
Well, first of all, after Cinco de Mayo. Specifics. First of all, after Cinco de Mayo, I did go to Lake Merced. I was running. It was hot. Lake it was hot. It was
what
hot.
Happened that night is what.
Oh, no, no. That
yeah,
what
the
happened
night before.
I slept.
You slept with?
Alone. With, right. with a pillow. With right. a pillow alone.
Did
sweating.
Your roommate like fart on it? That's like.
Oh, maybe. Wait, maybe. Pink guy. Maybe. I think that's guy, how right? it happened. That's how it happened. Definitely. A big man. Big man. Big man.
Oh, really?
A big man, man farted on it. Slept. Uh-huh. Smelled. Got it.
What?
Just that.
Thought I was dirt.
No, okay, okay.
Yeah, it was dirt.
You can't keep a straight story. What's the truth, Payab?
Okay, what happened at 3 o'clock in the morning? Fell asleep. Oh. I did have a few margaritas.
A few Pepsis.
A few Pepsis.
I had a few Pepsis, a Coke. And
some
then,
some Coke?
A Coke. No, not some Coke. I had a Coca-Cola.
And a little bit of Lumpia.
And a little bit. Yes.
And
yes,
a little Lumpia.
I had a lot of Lumpia, actually. Nice. A lot.
Oh, okay. I get
Lumpia
it.
Lumpia wraps. Lumpia wraps.
Oh, okay.
Lumpia.
Okay. Oh.
I was delivering the Lumpia.
So the Lumpia gave you the pink eye.
So I was delivering the Lumpia. She was wrapping them for me. I'll just
Wait,
say that.
Who's she? You just added
oh,
another.
Whoa, whoa, I mean,
who's the she?
You mean unwrapping the Lumpias.
Yeah, okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. If that's fine with you, Biggie Ben.
Yeah, sure. Let's talk take. About sex. We just were Joe Breezy
for like a second.
We're gonna. You are listening to the Biggie Show. We're gonna take a quick commercial break on radio.dominican.edu.
Heroes, baby. If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travi, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. This is the last girl that played me, left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Stereo.
If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio, and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, to sing along to my stereo.
Alright, messed up again with the mic. Alright, second time. Third time's gonna be your charm.
Nope.
I can tell you that much. Alright, I'm sorry. All right. It's my first show, alright? I'm used to being a guest star.
Okay.
But it's different. What was it you want to talk about, Joe Breezy?
Sex.
Sex what?
Sex 101.
Okay, was this Jay Sean song with Tyga?
Sex 101, Biggie. That's all you.
Oh, okay, fine.
So let's
sex tip of
the
day.
So let's hear your sex tip of the day, Big.
Oh, sex tip of the day, huh?
Before you sign off, let's hear it.
Fine. Well, I gotta think, cause I know a bunch of different sex tips.
Well, just throw one out.
All right. Vulgar? Do you want clean? All right,
Biggie. You bring a girl back to the room.
And first of all, Biggie, this is your show.
Bring a girl back to the room, Biggie. What's the song you're gonna play? Oh, what is the song you recommend? Get the mood going.
The song I recommend to get the mood going probably would be, I gotta go with Bump and Grind by R. Kelly, or Pony by Genuine. I mean, hey, even though those songs carry sexual connotation, I'm sure they usually get the mood going for me. I mean, what would you play, Joe Breezy?
I actually listen to my own songs.
Okay.
That's like a scene from American Psycho. Have you seen that movie?
No.
He's looking at himself in the mirror. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually what I do. I just, you know, flex. I look at myself in the mirror. God.
While touching yourself, because that's what's going on in the scene.
No. I just put my head down on the girl and.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah.
Which head, first of all?
You would your head go down on the girl?
You're a dirty man. You are a dirty piece of.
Let's
whatever,
just say,
man.
I do have thunder from down in Down Under, okay?
God.
Thunder buddies.
I really don't want to picture this, man.
I don't know, I mean.
Oh, it's that mental image of just.
Hey. Yes, some of us have worse mental images, all right?
No, you have actual images.
Yes, okay? And I'm forever scarred because of you.
Thank
it's
you.
Your fault.
He actually walked in with me in Amaya. Amaya. Where did that come
Amaya?
From?
Amaya. Whoa.
Andrew and Amaya.
Aaliyah. I said Aaliyah, the artist.
Respect to her. But anyway, fine. The sex tip of the day for this first show would be play a nice, slow song. Just to get the mood going. And I would also recommend having a slow jams list with some slow songs so you can play during the action, so you don't have to worry about it.
Nice.
All right? For those of you who didn't listen, that was my sex tip of the day. All right, this is our first Biggie show on radio.tumakin.edu. Tune in next week for more sex talk and other things.
Nice.
When in doubt, pull it out.